Hello and welcome to the Strong Girl podcast, where we provide super simple tips and strategies for women of all ages and walks of life to take back control of their health, fitness, and happiness so that they lead more fulfilled lives. I'm your host, Sarah Conlon from Strong Girls Club. And hello. Oh my gosh, this is the second last podcast for 2022. 2022, and what a year it has been. So what I want to talk to all of you about is about the importance of reflecting on the year that's been. Now, we don't necessarily need to do this annually. We could implement reflection in a weekly and then monthly and then annually scale. But because it is the end of the year, it is the 8th of December, so I'm getting in while I can, I thought that we would discuss reflecting on the year that was, because I find that we are all so busy trying to achieve, and then we achieve that goal, and then we don't really reflect on it. We just keep moving on to the next thing. And it's really, really important, and it's a great tool to have in your back pocket to reflect on where you've come from, to give yourself a bit of a pat on the back to see how well you've done. It also is a bit of a learning experience as well, and it can teach us so much. So what I urge you all to do is just in the next week, carve out, it only needs to be, 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, or you could contemplate this for the next week and just think about the year that has been. So 2022, I want to remind you, because we do tend to forget what we've done throughout the year. So I've just been writing down everything that I can, and then I still keep remembering things just as I'm talking to you that have happened this year that I completely forgot about. So let's just have a look at what has happened just in Perth in general, Perth, WA in Australia, the past year. So I know that I forgot about a lot of this stuff. At the beginning of the year, our borders were closed to the rest of Australia. So COVID, even though COVID was almost at an end with the lockdowns, et cetera, the first half of this year was still pretty nasty in regards to having our borders closed. We weren't allowed to travel interstate. We also had COVID. Once the borders had opened up, we had a massive wave of COVID. We also were forced to get a vaccine that not everyone agreed with as well. So just reflecting on the year that's been, like the first half of this year was, it was stressful. There was a lot of negative energy around. Everyone seemed to be sick at some point. And throughout the year, I've also noticed, because I train so many women, that people have just continued to be sick and not been able to kind of push past that. So it's been quite a challenging year for a lot of people. I do remember at the first half of this year, we had so many clients going through some hectic life shit. Like, we had a lot of people that had deaths, either friends, family, like a lot of really heavy shit was happening with people, a lot of breakups, marriage breakdowns. So the first half of 2022 was really hard. And it's funny, because although it's been a bit easier, we do tend to forget that we've actually had a pretty turbulent year. So I just wanted to reflect on what was, for 2022, because I think we can learn from this as we go through and we get into this discussion a little bit quicker. So personally for me, I've this year, although it's been quite a mentally and emotionally challenging year for me, I look back and I had two employees for the first time this year, which was incredible for me. I also started my online coaching business halfway through the year. I competed myself in a state powerlifting comp and I did really well. I also had family move to Perth. I did put up a dog for adoption. I had two fur babies that weren't getting along, so one of them had to be put up for adoption, and she went to a great family. So I wasn't even sad. Like, she went to the right place. I took two lots of clients to do their first novice comps, which was amazing. It was nine ladies in total this year that I've coached into novice comps. So when we start to reflect and have a look at all the things that we've done, it's like, oh, I've done some really, really cool things that I kind of forgot about. I did some really hard things that have, I guess, made me a bit more resilient as well, because they were like giving one of my babies up for adoption was, it was really incredibly emotionally taxing to me. However, once the decision was made and I'd found the right family for her, it was the right thing to do. So I'm so proud of myself for doing that. So it's kind of just looking through, what have we achieved in the last year? How can we learn from this? But how can we give ourselves a bit of recognition as well? Because if you're like me, you are not the same person that you were this time last year. So it's so important that we do take just a little bit of time to just quieten our minds, reflect on what has been. This is so important if you run your own business, even just for your own personal growth, or just to also just, I guess, appreciate yourself a little bit more. Because we've been through some hard stuff the last few years. So we learn from our experiences, and this is why it's really, really important that we just take a little bit of time to go back through. You can go through your Instagram and have a look at all the pictures. You might get Facebook memories or Facebook updates that come up and remind you that it's like, oh my gosh, that's what I was doing a year ago, or that's the I remember how I was feeling in that, that time of the year, or I'd just gone through some really hard stuff. So we can stop and reflect by doing this a few different ways. We can journal, we can write it all down. We can again look through our Instagram. That's probably a really good visualization, visual tool, just in which to be like, oh wow, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. So we can have a look at the year just gone through Instagram. We can also talk about it with our nearest and dearest. I've been doing this with my partner, and often our nearest and dearest are going to remind ourselves or remind us of things that we forgot, because they remember little things that we might forget. Or in my case, I forget a lot of it, and Cody reminds me of all of it. So he's got an incredible memory, and I do not. So there are a few different tools we can use just to reflect on the year that's been. And it might be just asking your friends and your family, like, what are your greatest achievements? Starting conversations like that. What wins have you had this year? Like, what are the big changes that you've made? How have you made yourself proud this year? If you're a business, I run my own business and I look at this weekly, monthly, quarterly, biannually, and annually. So, but if you're a business, reflecting is actually an incredibly important part of business, such as looking at client numbers, revenue, client wins or results you've got clients. That is actually pretty much the most important part of business. And because that's data you can collect and you can measure it, you can see what went well, you can see what didn't go so well, you can see what ideas or what you tried to implement, like what landed with your community or what didn't land, or so that you can learn and then manipulate that data to make a better year next year. So that's what we're doing. And I guess because I run a business, I'm very much always forward thinking. It's really nice just to take a moment and to think about the past, because I saw a great quote the other day, and it was like, you once wished you were where you are now, right? Like, that's how our goals kind of work. Like, 10 years ago, maybe you wish that you were had achieved this, or you were doing this in your business or your career, or for your own personal health. Or if you're like an athlete, then maybe you wish that you'd achieved those numbers or that time in a competition. And if you think about it, like, often we're achieving those things. I've achieved so much this year. And then if I think back to when I started business, like in leaps and bounds, I've just, achieved so much more than I ever dreamed I would. So reflection is so, so important for personal and for business, or for your career, or anything you would like to achieve. It's also an opportunity to just pat ourselves on the back, because sometimes it's hard to take credit for the good things when you feel you might not deserve those good things. So that's just another way of building yourself up or building your self-confidence is just to be like, do you know what? I did this, this, and this, and I'm a fucking queen and I'm a badass bitch and I can do hard things, and that's not up yourself. That's giving yourself the credit that you deserve for what you've achieved because it's been a hard year. And I've gone through a stage the last month where I've just felt like everything's been a failure. And I guess this is why I'm talking about this right now is because the last month I've really been struggling with, where I thought my business would be. Like at the start of this year, we were going into our own commercial facility. We had two other instructors that were going to be building our community, and we were going to have our own gym facility, and we're out, and that has not happened. So the last month for me has been very challenging because I've just had this negative loop in my head where I'm just like, I'm a failure. Like, I didn't achieve anything I wanted to achieve this year. And it's been really upsetting. And like, Cody has been so great talking me through all of these things. And something I've learned throughout that time is that, first of all, like, I need to be reminded of this all the time, but it's okay to feel those emotions and just be upset, like, rather than pushing them away, which is what I like to do sometimes, like just let those emotions be. You've got to feel those emotions and then they'll eventually go away and life will get easier. But if we keep pushing them away, they're going to keep coming back. So another tool that I found is reflecting, because having the reflection of looking at what I have achieved, I don't feel like such a failure because now I understand that the business is just taking its own direction. And the decisions we've made over the last month to change the direction of where the business is going is so aligned with what we want to achieve for our clients and our community. So it's a wild world we're living in. But I just wanted to jump on here and record this for you all because if you're going through a hard time, maybe take a step back. Go jump, go have a nice like long bath or a massage and go, or go to the beach and just contemplate the year that has been and what you've achieved, what you've overcome, and give yourself a little bit of credit for that. Give yourself a lot of credit for that because the last few years has been really difficult. And honestly, I am feeling so much momentum and so much positive energy coming into this new year that I honestly am so excited for what 2023 has in store for us. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. You do have a little bit of homework. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be speaking to you soon. Bye.